Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the authentic entrepreneur podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, I am talking to you about the topic of why female founders in particular fail and how to make sure that you are not one of them. And today, I'm talking to you if you're a female founder or female entrepreneur and you know you are a relentless high achiever. So you're the kind of person who just gets it done. You're great at exams, you passed all your professional qualifications, you've got all the accolades, you really, really get stuff done. Whatever you do, you excel at it, whether it's at business or whether it's in your personal life, and yet still you're not satisfied. Or maybe you're doing all the things in your business. You go on all the courses, you listen to all the gurus, you do all the things, you know what you should be doing in your business, and yet you're frustrated because it is not happening fast enough for you, or in a way that you can stop and relax and feel peace and feel satisfied. And I'm talking to you if you've got a really bold vision for your business. If you set up a business with a dream of shaking things up, of being a positive disruptor, of learning all the lessons that you learned from your early career and doing things differently in your business so you can, yeah, absolutely change the world, but also so you can create the dream life for yourself and for your family. And have a ripple effect on the economy and the world and really just make it count, you know, live up to that potential you've got. And I'm talking to you if you can hustle, if you can get shit done, if you can make it happen, if you can push, if you are somebody that knows that when your back is up against a wall, that you can make it happen at all costs. And I'm talking to you if you look like an awesome success on paper, but you're not enjoying it. And inside, you don't feel that sense of peace. You're kind of looking around and thinking, what is all this for? It's not all that it cracked up to be. And the truth is that you're miserable, you're scared, you're overwhelmed, you're constantly feeling anxious and like you're in survival mode. And you don't feel like a success. You feel maybe like you've built yourself a bit of a beautiful cage. You feel a little bit trapped. You're feeling frequently overwhelmed. You're nowhere near as wealthy as you thought you would be doing all this. Maybe you're never seeing your kids in daylight, that you're promising yourself that it's just one more meeting and you're not having the lifestyle that you thought you would. Maybe you're even on the brink of divorce and kind of looking around at your husband and thinking, I'm not sure this is great at the moment, and yet you haven't got the time or the headspace to think about whether you're actually still happy. And let's not even talk about the subject of self-care on all this. So my name is Claire Akers. I'm an authenticity coach, and I work with female founders, with female entrepreneurs to help them grow aligned and impactful businesses, the ones where you can rip up the rule book and stop asking permission and just create the kind of businesses that change your life and change the world as well while we're at it. And how do I know all these things? How do I know what it's like to feel like you're on the brink of failure and you're going to end up being a statistic? Well, all those situations that I just described to you, that was me. I know all those feelings intimately because that was absolutely me. my first business, it was a technology recruitment business. I'd grown that to a team of seven. I had an amazing client list. I was being invited on the BBC as their careers expert. My accountant was extremely happy with the balance sheet. And it looked like an absolute success on paper, but I was miserable. I was so unhappy, and it felt like I had built myself a beautiful cage. So everything I'm talking to you about today, I have been through myself. And when my clients come to me, and I've been doing this work since 2007, when my clients come to me, they are struggling with all this stuff as well. And it's my work that I do with them to help them not be a statistic, to help them not to fail, and to help them grow the kind of businesses that they dream of. And I've been doing this for over 15 years now. And as a result of this work, I have come to believe that there is a particular set of challenges that women, that female entrepreneurs and female founders, there's a particular set of circumstances which we struggle from. And I want to shine a light on those. I want to talk about those. So if this is you, just listen to these examples, these particular challenges that I'm describing, and just see how many of them resonate with you. Just make a little note of it, and I'd love to hear what resonates with you, but just make a note of it and see if you identify with these particular set of circumstances that I am describing it. So number one is a lack of role models. There was the Rose Review Progress Report in 2022 that found that 20% of new firms are now headed up by women. And that's great. That's the highest that it has ever been. But it's not enough. It is absolutely not enough. 20% of female-led businesses is not enough to provide role models for women. Women need to see there are other women out there doing it, changing the world, being good leaders, sending the lift back down for people, rather than burning the bridges and trampling over other women on the way up in order to believe that they can do it for themselves. And let's not forget, number two, that we are operating in a patriarchal infrastructure. I don't think this is talked about enough, but I really, really do believe we are operating in a patriarchal infrastructure. Our economy and the political infrastructure as well was created by middle-aged white men for middle-aged white men. And I think that men are struggling with this as well. You know, it's outdated and doesn't serve the way that men are wired anymore. But women in particular, we are trying to play a game in which we haven't been told the rules, and where the odds are stacked against us. We haven't even been given the board in some cases. We haven't even been given the pieces to play the game. And it's so, so unfair. And we're just trying to operate within this infrastructure. And then number three is linked to my first point about role models is what does an entrepreneur actually look like? So I just described my first business, a technology recruitment business, and I grew that for 5 years, and I looked around that I'd grown a cookie cutter business along the lines of how somebody else told me that a business should look like. And I looked around and it was great, but it was somebody else's version of success. And I was absolutely miserable. I came back to work when my youngest daughter was 2 weeks old to service that business. And I was absolutely miserable. And so I think we need to shake up, or at least address the question of what an entrepreneur actually looks like, because there are so many different models out there, but we just don't know about them. We see the same model of business being replicated over and over again, which perpetuates the problem and reinforces those patriarchal infrastructures, and we need to shake things up. For example, women are much more likely to set up a side hustle business alongside their main employment, or a kitchen table business, or a lifestyle business. And there is such a stigma attached to this idea of being a lifestyle business. I mean, I don't know about you, I've got three kids, and a lifestyle business that allows me to be present for my kids as well as earn a decent income. What is wrong with that? Why is there a stigma attached to having a lifestyle business as opposed to a multi-million pound international conglomerate. We need to shake up these ideas of what an entrepreneur is. I've got a client at the moment who, as a result of working with me, left the 9-to-5 prestigious role that was making her absolutely miserable and has launched her own fitness business. And she's growing that in a really aligned, purposeful, sustainable way alongside working for a charity. Which is allowing her to, there's no pressure on her. She can do it in a way that feels right to her. And I just think that's absolutely fantastic. Why can't we just rip up the rule book and intentionally design our lives so that they suit our purpose? Number four is the pressure that we put on ourselves to get it right, to be perfect. And I think women in particular really, really do put pressure on themselves to be perfect, to get it right first time, to not fail or be perceived as having failed. And a result of this is we don't take the risks. We don't put ourselves out there. We don't back ourselves. And we don't champion each other to take the massive risks that are ultimately going to lead to the big payoffs. And linked to this as well as number five, which is we don't go for opportunities. You know, we don't pitch for things unless we meet 11 out of 10 of the criteria. So there's that old saying, isn't there? Particularly in terms of job interviews, that men will go for a role if they meet 4 out of 10 of the criteria. And women won't go for the job role unless they tick all the boxes. And I think the same applies to female entrepreneurs. That they need to meet absolutely every single one of those criteria before they think, you know what, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to put myself forward. Number six is the pressure we put on ourselves and on other women and the general societal celebration of being superwoman. Oh my gosh, we juggle so many things. So juggling kids, caring for elderly parents or other people in our lives, to be a good friend, a present friend, to be present on the class WhatsApp and involved in PTA events and school events and parties and all that stuff, to support charities and be seen as a good citizen, to go to the gym and look after ourselves, to have date night with our husbands, all that stuff. And it is just, it's too much. We cannot hold all this stuff. And I know things are changing. I'm on my second marriage, so things are very, very different in my household than they were in my first marriage. But there is still it's a mix of a societal pressure and also internal pressure on that kind of internalized idea that we've got to be superwoman and hold all these things in order to be a successful businesswoman. And I think by and large, men are still free to focus on their careers, to go for things, to be more single-minded and determined in their pursuit of their business success. And then number seven is self-care. When things get tough, or even when they don't get tough and just day-to-day stuff, self-care is the first thing to be dropped. Have this conversation all the time with my clients. It's, oh yeah, I know that I perform at my best when I do X, Y, and Z. Okay, so when are you going to do it? Oh, I was busy, so I didn't get around to it. Or I was going to do it first thing, but then this happened, so I thought, right, I'll do it later, and then it just never happened. You know the drill. You know the story. And the irony is, of course, and I know you know this, but why on earth do we not do it, is that when we do focus on self-care, on the stuff that we do that lights us up, you perform so much better in your business. It is so much easier to show up as the highest and best version of yourself when you're looking after yourself. When what you are eating, when exercise, when you're getting enough sleep, we don't talk about sleep enough. When we're doing all these things, putting ourselves front and center in our own lives rather than at the bottom of the list as an optional extra, that we can show up and perform best at our businesses. And the additional one to this is the ideas that we have when we do this. It's absolutely incredible. When we create space, the ideas and the downloads and the inspired action that come to you are just absolutely fantastic. And then the next one, number eight, I want to talk about is hustle culture. We've got to drop this hustle culture, this idea of pushing, of forcing, of being superwoman again, but making things happen at all costs. You know, this kind of hero story of, I was down to my last 50p in my bank account, and yet I had this idea and I made it happen, and I was knackered and I worked all the night, but I made it happen and I won this client and I saved the day. It's exhausting. It's unnecessary. And I want to embrace quiet consistency of just quietly showing up for yourself. This pushing, this forcing, this aggression, this hustle, it's a very masculine energy. Now, I'm not saying it's a male thing. I'm saying it's a masculine energy, again, that's inherent in the patriarchal infrastructure in which we live and we don't even question. What I want to talk about and what I want to see is embracing feminine energy. It's about alignment. It's about intuition. And it's about collaboration. And it's about leaning back and doing things through play and through curiosity and joy and making things happen that way. Creating space for the ideas to come through and then taking massive inspired action that lead to quantum leaps in your business that are all the more better and impactful for leaning back and doing it in a more inspired way. I have seen this happen so many times, and both in my and in my clients' business, and I want that for you too. Number nine is this either or myth that is still pervading our society. So the idea that you can either be a brilliant businesswoman or have a successful home life, or vice versa, that you can't have both. Some of the most exciting work that I do is creating the and both, intentional life and business design that allows you to have it all and be really clear on what that all is to you, and being able to drop all the shoulds and the ought tos and the guilt and all that crap. Just leave that and do the stuff that really, really is going to make the difference to you. And then number 10 is the good girl archetype. So many of us are brought up to be good girls, to do what's expected of us, to get good grades, to follow a certain prescribed path in life. You get the grades and then you go to university and then you enter a profession and then you do well in that profession and then you get a promotion and then you get married and then you have two kids and then you take some time out, but then you go back into your career and then you might launch a business. But it's all contained. It all follows this prescribed path, and it just feels constrictive. And I want to normalize just ripping up that rule book and doing things differently, shaking it up, being positive disruptors, and being aware of where we're falling into those old prescribed patterns of being a good girl. And then finally, number 11, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's just different. Female entrepreneurs, female founders, we are just different. And we need safe spaces. We need safe spaces in order to collaborate. Yeah, absolutely. To come together and collaborate and build a tribe, but also safe spaces to have the kind of conversations that lead to breakthroughs. Women need other women to hear me too. We need other women to lead us, to be those role models, but also to have that safe space in a room in order to say, I'm struggling with this. I don't know what to do. Hands up. Who can help me? To feel not alone, to feel like other people are with us and see us and are struggling the same things, and that we can do it together. Men, and I am generalizing here, and I'm sorry if I offend everybody, I'm just going off my experience and the experience of my clients. Men are much better at pushing through, at squishing this stuff down and just pushing through and making it happen at all costs. Whereas women, I do believe, do need to have those conversations and be honest about things and just connect. there is just something so magical and so wonderful and so special about what happens when women come together and have those kind of conversations, that it's like a rising tide lifts all boats. We all get to rise up together, and it's collaboration, not competition. And that is absolutely beautiful. So I think that the infrastructure and the culture needs to change, so that we've got, I know this is happening and I'm seeing this happening, but we need more of it, that there are more organisations where this can happen. You know, that power of the being with people who see your struggles, but can also hold you to the highest version of yourself that there is when you are struggling, and pick you up when you've had a knock. So given all this, it is absolutely no wonder that so many businesses fail, that so many women feel like they've failed and give up, because there are so many particular sets of challenges that apply to women. And this is why, this is my mission basically, is to help women to rise up regardless, essentially. And this is exactly why I have created Power Up, Unlock Your Next Level. You may see me talking about this, but registration is open for Power Up, which is a free 5-day challenge that I've created for female entrepreneurs, for female founders to unlock their next level. It's basically all about authentic self-mastery. It's leaning into this feminine energy, to this alignment, in order to create something wonderful that wasn't there before. And it is totally free. So in 30 minutes a day, Monday to Friday, I'm going to be live teaching in order to allow you to reach this next level. I'm going to teach you how to ignite your fire in order to take impactful, joyful action in your business. I'm going to reveal the 10 biggest mistakes that you do not even know that you're making when it comes to operating and being in your business and getting the results that you want. I'm going to teach you how to identify your zone of genius, so you stop wasting your time, talent, and energy on other stuff. And I'm going to show you how to unlock that next level of performance in as little as 10 minutes a day. It doesn't need to take huge amounts of time. I know you're busy. I know how busy you are juggling all the things. And I'm going to teach you how to do all this in an aligned, authentic way that just feels awesome. So if you have watched this, if what I've said has resonated, I would love you to be there. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.